And it's such a busy time in Egypt. That's just one of the stories that Leila's bringing to us. This is one of several sources of turmoil in Egypt. Another one is religious conservatives. We're going to talk about them with Leila all this week. And Leila, who have you been focusing on?
Well, I've been focusing on ultra-conservative Muslims known as Salafis, who have really flourished since the so-called Arab Spring began more than 2 years ago now. And we've been focusing on how they've been entering into society and much of the polarization that has happened as they become part of society. And we'll start with the most prominent Salafi political party here in Egypt, the Nour Party.
It is the pure Islam in which we take our religion from its pure origins.
Nader Bakar, a young engineer and spokesman for the Nour Party, explains what kind of a society he'd like to see in Egypt. He insists that Salafi ideology is not backward-looking.
It is not a thing that is in conflict with civilization or with modern societies, no, at all.
Bakar and other Salafis want to implement the strictest form of Islamic law.
We are calling for pure ideology, pure ethics. Regarding the day-to-day lifestyle, it is not something that is strange or different from the modern point of view, except regarding ethics and ideology.
Prior to Egypt's revolt in 2011, Salafis were repressed. Pious men with unkempt beards were targeted by the secular and autocratic regime of former President Hosni Mubarak. The movement went largely underground. But today, Salafis are out in the open and flourishing. The Nour Party is the most successful of the Salafi political groups. In the first post-revolutionary elections last year, its candidates won around 25% of the seats in parliament, second only to the more moderate Muslim Brotherhood. But with politics comes compromise and competition. The Nour Party once was basically the only show in town for Salafis, but now it is coming under fire from more rigid conservatives who say Nour made too many concessions in the debate over Egypt's new constitution, limiting the role of Islamic law. As a result, new Salafi parties are springing up. One of them was founded by a neighborhood leader in Cairo. His name is Sheikh Gamal Saber, and he says his party gives Salafi voters another alternative. People pop into Sheikh Gamal's office in the impoverished Shubra district looking for help, food, blankets, and medicine. On this day, a few young women greet Sheikh Gamal from the doorway of his office. They are cold. He pulls blankets from the endless piles that are stacked to the ceiling in a storage room. He has provided charity like this for years, and now he's hoping it will translate into votes. He and other Salafis are banding together behind a hardline agenda that ultimately would ban alcohol, segregate the sexes, and require women to wear the veil. How far would a Salafi-run Egypt go toward enforcing those ideals? Sheikh Gamal says, let's get Islamic law first, and then we'll deal with the application. Critics say that Salafis are among the most polarizing element of Egyptian society, transforming every political debate into a referendum on religiosity. A popular TV satirist, Bassem Youssef, has made it his mission to battle the Salafi influence. In one program last month, this liberal Muslim who's known for his humor found nothing to joke about as he discussed the Salafi political agenda.
They don't look at us as Muslims and Christians, no, but as unbelievers, hypocrites, enemies of religion, and enemies of the Lord. So we deserve to be humiliated and cursed.
Salafis, Youssef says, are bullies who threaten those who don't share their rigid views. Egypt expert Shadi Hamid of the Brookings Doha Center says the Salafis are a vocal minority, nudging policy to favor the religious right.
Salafis are fundamentally illiberal, and they're not willing to live and practice politics within the confines of liberal democracy. So when Egyptian or Tunisian liberals say that certain fundamental rights should be non-negotiable, that they should be guaranteed, Salafis don't want to hear that. For them, that's a non-starter.
The call for Islamic law has resonance in this deeply religious society, Hamid says, and the Salafis know how to reach the masses with populist language that appeals to the poor and disenfranchised. But many here worry that if the Salafis succeed, they will change the nature of Egypt's society.
That's NPR's Leila Fadel here on Morning Edition. She's going to be talking about religious ultra-conservatives in the Arab world all week long. And Leila, who do we hear from tomorrow?
Tomorrow I take you to Tunisia, where it's a really different dynamic, and Salafis have rejected the democratic process as a whole, and this puts the new moderate Islamist government in a difficult position.
Okay, we'll be listening for that. NPR's Leila Fadel, thanks very much.